we are overwhelmed by the victory. I knew we were going to win. I was confident we were going to win. And indeed, on election day, when I was asked what my projection was, I said we're going to get above 150 seats. But when I said above 150 seats, I thought maybe 152, 155, 156. But currently, the margin seems to be above the 184, which is the threshold for 2/3 of parliament. I just want to thank the people of Ghana for the overwhelming endorsement they've given us. I think that the people of Ghana realize the enormity of challenge the next government is going to face. And I think that that's why they're giving us this stamp of authority to be able to take the bold decisions that will turn our economy around and put our country back on its feet. And so I went through you to express my appreciation to all Ghanaians for what they've done. But it also puts a responsibility on our shoulders to work assiduously for the people. It shows us that Ghanaians are slow to react, but when they have had enough, they will punish you if you don't work in their interest. And so I make it a reminder to all those who are aspiring to work in the new government that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be business as usual. It's going to be hard work. And so if people are not prepared to work hard and to sacrifice for Ghana, then they better stay in the private sector and stay wherever they are.